With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden promises a peaceful transfer of power in January.
Into the Rose Garden to deliver several messages. The first was one of cooperation with Donald Trump's team.
To ensure a peaceful and orderly transition.
He also defended the integrity of the American electoral system.
It can be trusted, win or lose.
And he had words of encouragement for his staff and Democrats following their party's loss in the presidential race.
Setbacks are unavoidable, but giving up is unforgivable.
Greg Clugston, the White House.
There will be a new senator from Pennsylvania come January, and it will be a Republican.
The victory by Republican challenger Dave McCormick over incumbent Democrat Bob Casey gives the GOP 53 seats in the upper chamber, with two seats still to be called. The GOP is hoping to notch another win in Nevada. Democrats will be able to add to their caucus, currently 45 members, if Ruben Gallego can pull out a victory in Arizona. Bob Agner reporting.
The race for control of the House of Representatives is still undecided, but Republicans are expressing confidence they'll take control once all the votes are counted. The GOP needs a dozen more seats to keep control. Democrats need more than 30 to flip it. Political analysts say that seems unlikely. If the GOP keeps control, it would give Republicans control of both houses of Congress and the White House. Also at SRNnews.com, there will be a new U.S. policy towards the Russia-Ukraine war come January. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, tells Salem Radio Network that President Trump's election victory has prompted action by NATO.
What's interesting is so far the NATO allies, though they have congratulated Mr. Trump, I suspect that they're looking very closely at their own contribution to security.
This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse is on the ground in Oklahoma City.
Multiple tornadoes roared through the metropolis and its suburbs last weekend, and the giant Christian Relief Agency is there to help. Volunteer teams are helping homeowners clean up and rebuild what they can. Spiritual aid is being dispensed, too. Samaritan's Purse says, quote, chaplains will be on the ground providing emotional support care as they share the gospel of Jesus Christ with homeowners and residents facing so much loss and uncertainty. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An amendment approved by New York voters enshrines abortion in the state constitution, but it also enshrines transgenderism. The measure expands New York's Equal Rights Amendment to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation, gender identity, gender expression, pregnancy, reproductive health care, or abortion, and autonomy. The amendment would provide a constitutional right for men to play on women's sports teams. This is SRN News. There was an uptick in unemployment applications last week.
The Labor Department reported that jobless claim applications rose by 3,000 this week. That's fewer than analysts had forecasts. Weekly applications for jobless benefits are considered representative of U.S. layoffs in a given week. Last month, the U.S. economy produced fewer jobs, but economists pointed to recent strikes and hurricanes that left many workers temporarily off payrolls. Haya Pinjwani, Washington.
President Trump says campaign manager Susie Wiles will be his White House chief of staff, the first woman to hold that post. Florida native was Trump's campaign senior advisor, also ran his campaigns in Florida in 2016 and 2020. In a statement, the president-elect said that Wiles just helped him achieve one of the greatest political victories in American history. He said Wiles is tough, smart, innovative, and is universally admired and respected. More details at SRNnews.com.